Twisted Sister by Venom. There was a young girl who wore decorated tears to protect the painted pain on her face by the men who would molest her, who would undress her right up under her mother's nose. You see, her mother didn't even notice that she woke up in other clothes. I regret this image that I must project about this frail little doll who grew up in the project. You see, her mom failed this frail object as his torture he subjects. Never would she view her man as a suspect, or even suspect that he would have sex with her baby. She would whisper through her tears, "Oh God, please save me." Lately, her next future ex paid midnight visits, but there was no need to knock on the door, for she knew who it would be. He would lie in her baby's secret garden. He would play with her privates to keep his privates hardened. She begged for pardon. As her lips were muffled, he whispered, "Keep this secret or you be in so much trouble." As tears dripped down from her eyes, down to her nasal passages, as memory banks recollected mental baggages, the reality is she has no hiding places. Tears well up in her eyes as her body faces new traces for her portrait. So she goes to her mommy and she says, "Mommy, he harms me." She doesn't believe the poor little kid. So she goes outside to pick out orchids of "He loves me and he loves me not." And he comes out and he kisses her eardrum, and she believes his pleas, which eases her fears some. I can hear teardrops from this good girl gone bad. So with my switch, I turned and grabbed my Bic and my script and my pad. You see, her humming song had a twisting humming section, and her mom's men friends fiddled as they diddled their little erection in her direction. Shall we list her a casualty of war? The answer is no. Because tears drained and stained her face down till she's rotten to the core. She forgot to keep the score of these encounters from all her mom's men's friends who would mount her for bedroom counters. But her mother, yeah, her mother didn't even notice that because she was so blind to find a man that she lost focus. The baby feels hopeless, as now all men are the enemy. She is the epitome of a girl who feels no empathy. She feels no sympathy for the youth that she once had. Although tears tell a different story, that she wakes up in the middle of the night screaming, "Where, oh, where is my dad?" But that man is nowhere to protect her. She screams out for her mommy, but that woman only neglects her. She deflects her disgraced place of hate as she tried to find a new happy place to replace what's now taking place. But that's a grave mistake, because now she trades love for pain. A skewed point of view, for she only knows what love really was. His glove tugged at her tiny, teeny opening. Her will is broken. But she adopts a new skill for coping, hoping that someday, somehow, this monster will leave her room. Her temple was now her tomb, but now, there's a baby in the womb. Soon, she will birth a child, spawned from the demon seed. She'd rather taste her hate, for she'd rather see all men bleed. We men, as well as women, need to protect her from this twisted mister. Because 9 months from now, She's going to give birth to her twisted sister in Sting by Venom.
It's going to be that kind of show. Welcome. Uprising Radio welcomes you to Poetry in the Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Blaylock. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. And press 1 if you'd like to get on the mic. The poet you just heard is Venom. And he is going to be one of my upcoming features on Poetry in the Raw. If you were with me last summer, I had the summer series where I interviewed 20 poets, one activist, two singers, and a couple of actors. And we had a good time. I am going to be doing a series of features of activists, poets, politicians, people of interest to us in this community, and basically introducing spoken word poetry to people who really don't have the time to go to a club or really are introverts and would like to be able to sit. I'm sitting right now on my purple jammies, my matching purple Kim B. Miller haiku t-shirt, and I am full makeup, though. Note to those of you that host shows or would like to, I'm comfortable in my pajamas, which I changed into after work today, but I always put on full makeup and jewelry to host my show because I think of it as an event, and it's special every time. And so some nights I even pour a glass of wine like it's a dinner. It's an intimate dinner with friends. So I'm going to say I consider you all intimate folks that I'm going to have a little poetry dinner with. I'm looking forward to introducing you to Joski the Poet, a.k.a. Venom, the man of many names. Maybe one of my questions for him will be, is there a name we can narrow it down to, or is it just going to be the 50-60 names? I will be posting on the calendar the exact night that he will be a feature. Also upcoming as features will be amazing New York poet, William Washington, and a gentleman that I really admire, William Peters, is the owner, CEO, founder of Inner Child Press. He is also an author and poet in his own right. He has a series, Year of the Poet, in which he does an anthology every month. And he has a collection of amazing poets in that. And I encourage you to pick up a copy of it. It's a beautiful collection. My goal is to have all of the ones for this year because I'm kind of loving that theme they have, but we'll get to that. So, again, welcome to Poetry in the Raw. Your call-in number is 319-527-6039. I'm looking forward to introducing some poetry your way. Now let's go to the first caller. Hello. Thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
It's myself, Venom.
Are you also my first caller? Okay, everyone. I am glad to have this opportunity to say I am so sorry for why. I mean, not that I wouldn't play your track as the opening track for my show any day, but the reason I decided to do it today is because you were the last caller in queue last week, and we could not get to you.
I was quiet.
At least opening the show. Oh, my goodness. Just broken down in tears.
Yeah.
I hate, you know, if you're going to be a good host at this, you're not going to be able to get to everybody on every show. If you're lucky, you will have so many people in queue that you just won't be able to get to them all. And in the case of last week, this brother, I was looking forward to having him on the mic because I knew I'd already confirmed him as a feature. But I also knew that everyone had a lot to say. So I'm going to say I'm sorry. I'm glad to have you on today, though. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for that opening piece. And you know that means we get double play with you because that means we just heard a piece from you and now we're about to hear another one.
Yeah. I know I was sitting here because I wasn't expecting it right away. And I was like, oh, what do I throw out there? Okay. So I'm just like, I know what I'm going to do now, but I was just like, scrolling through, trying to figure out in my mind, what do I do?
Oh, I have every confidence in your abilities, poet.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. A mother screams as she sees the yellow tape. You see, her son was murdered. He was only 8. Killed in a crossfire or black-on-black hate. You see, gangs in our community have people in fear, while other races run to the suburbs or the hills looking in the rear. What happened to am I my brother's keeper? Or we protect our own people. But instead, people roam the streets, not even being discreet. They searching for another victim to seek. You see, we protest when a white cop kills one of our own black brothers and sisters. But let's be real, we kill each and every day, and not one word is spoken by the end of the day. You see, we come from a nation of kings and queens who strive on family and respect and building things up. So why have we sunk down to an even lower standard in just a few decades? You see, the lack of stability has seemed to somewhat fade. But ask yourself a question. Do you see other races of people tearing down their communities, using drugs, violence, and most of all, committing murder? Well, when you think about it, the answer, truthfully, is yes. But why should we do such a thing? You see, we reign supreme on the earth as kings and queens. We were brought to America in chains. We took the punishment of the white man. And as a black people, we stood tall through it all. But we can't always blame the white man for our situation. If we can't take a stand and demand more of ourselves, what's going to happen when the next generation of young people are dead and gone? Then who will lead and carry on the hope and be able to help people cope? You see, the people who happen to still be around will probably somehow, some way, repeat the same cycle of self-destruction. You're headed for self-destruction. But hear me out. A black person died. But did you hear me? I don't think you did. I don't think you heard exactly what I said. I will repeat. Another black person just died today. But what do you have to say? You see, you turn on the news only to see another black person has died in the streets. But not by the hands of the people who wear the sheets. You see, the people who wear the sheets, they sit back and laugh and say, ha, 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 that's just one less nigga that they got to deal with. Do you realize that you're the demise of your own race, which is such a disgrace because blacks are killing blacks. It's genocide. You see, we become so numb to what we see that it doesn't even bring a tear to our eyes because it seems to be normal. It's not a surprise. Why do you care? Because black lives don't matter. When they did, when did we become a selfish race of people? Do you realize that the generation of people who were lynching our people had kids, and now those kids have grown up with the same hate, the same disgust, and they wear badges that state, "In God we trust"? Trust who? I know for me, I don't trust the police. I don't trust the alphabet boys, the FBI, the DEA, the CIA. This country is just in disarray. You see, they're locking us up by the hundreds each and every day. People are protesting. Police obstruction, but right up under our own hoods, we're facing with black-on-black destruction. Self-destruction. We're headed for self-destruction. Do you hear me? Because black lives do not matter. What happened to the family structure is being broken down like a pipe ready to rupture. Because black lives don't matter. Because if they did, we would care more and not less. We would stand up for the deaths of black on blacks and get back on the right side of the tracks. Stop being so busy, people, trying to twerk, trying to obtain the bling. Why don't you create a ring of people who want to do the right type of thing, despite a fight of all, to make it right outside of your society? Make it a priority. You see, the Crips as well as the Bloods have killed many people of color. But just because of the clothing that they was wearing. You see, it's not even about the clothing anymore. Now people are selling drugs. Because in Chicago, 1 year alone, 468 blacks were killed by other blacks. And this shows a lack of stability. But we're stronger than that. We have the ability to change, to be able to help others around, to feel the same and not be a cause for blame. We need to have respect for ourselves. You need to have respect for your own brothers and sisters. We all need to have respect for our fellow man and demand that we set the example with our own people first. Then there shouldn't be a reason for anyone to say black lives don't matter, because all lives will matter. It's not that what we want you all to know is that we don't think that all lives don't matter. It's not that. We just want it to be known that lives as blacks matter too. End Sting.
Finger snaps, first of all. I just posted a bit of stock art the event page. That was a mic drop moment.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I told you, I'm very diverse, man.
You really are. Your pen is everywhere. But truly, you touch on such amazing topics. I know that the interview with you is just going to be all that, because I can't wait.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I got to get your letter together. But everyone, you will have a lot of time to get to know Venom. I'm not going to keep him on here because we will start talking right now.
Yeah.
And we're actually supposed to do this on an interview later.
Yeah. I'm going to sit on the comfy couch. I'm going to sit on the comfy couch and enjoy the show. Much love to all the
Absolutely.
Poets that come in after me. And y'all do y'all thing, blow up the mic, make sure that when it's done, it ain't nothing left to it. Kill it.
Thank you. And you enjoy
All
the
right.
rest of the show.
Thank you.
Everyone,
much love.
Upcoming feature, Venom. We will be having all of the upcoming features listed on our website. The website is uprising-radio.com. I will post the link in the event page. And thank you for everybody who's rooting for me getting this finished. I got the site up. I've got pages built so that we can build in the features, their bios. And there's just a lot of great things coming up. If you go to the event, to the actual website, you'll see that we have a calendar there. Hold on. What is she talking about? Here we go. Okay. Here is the link to the Uprising Radio website. And the first thing you see on it is Poetry in the Raw, because I am right now hosting the One Finished show. We have another show coming up with Samuel Rain, Complicated Passion. He'll be hosting his own show. And before we launch, we want to make sure that we have all of his promotional stuff right and have it the way that he would like it done. And so nothing's going to get started until it's ready to go. because he is that big of a perfectionist, and I can't wait for you to meet him. And some other things are coming through. We're looking at everything from sharing meditations with you of a hip-hop variety, sing-alongs that you can sing along with, and ways to help you move your pen. If you're a writer, poet, playwright, whatever, we have resources that will be able to help you get there. And all of this so that we can better help in our own communities. It's a big deal happening here, but you don't have to hear it from me. I am going to go to the next caller. Let's see what we're working with. Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. This is Sylvia. Who do I have on the line?
Sylvia, you have Gina Storm.
Hi, honey. Hi. Okay,
hello.
Everyone, I know I just went really high voice right there. But hi, Gina. I'm glad to hear from you. How are you feeling?
Actually, I'm feeling amazing. I had an incredible weekend. And even though it rained some today, the sun comes out. My mother said all I have to do is go outside, and I did. And when I came back in, the sun was out. And my aunt said, is that a real thing? She said, apparently.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you are feeling better. I'm glad to hear you, Harriet. Tell me about the shows that you've got in the holster. You seem to be very busy.
Oh, yeah. ONE Network, I have a show at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every other Wednesday night and every other Saturday night. Poetry, again, I co-host with my partner in Scribe, King's Cadence, and our BFF, Desire. We host the Cadence Storm Poetry Hour at the ONE Network every other Wednesday night, and we host at DSI every other Saturday night. And I'm being featured by Rob Poetry Morrow on this Wednesday night. So I'm excited.
Do they have a link for your feature?
For my feature for Rob's show?
Yeah.
I can put it in the invite page. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Please do.
I would do so.
In fact, well, hold on just a second. That's going to be Wednesday night vibe. If I think, unless you know exactly where it is, I can probably find it if he's got
Wednesday
it made.
Wednesday night vibe.
Wednesday night
yes, ma'am. And I'm going to be the feature.
Okay. Then I'm going to look for it. And if I don't find it in the next few minutes, just go ahead and post it.
Yeah, it's in my event. So if it's not in yours, no problem.
Gotcha. Look at my events. So she's going to be featured on Wednesday Night Vibe this Wednesday. We will have that link to share with you. And, you know, you can't swing a microphone and not hit her. She's everywhere and doing big things. So,
I try to be.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I heard you Thursday night at Wolf Hour.
Every network.
Yes, indeed. Talk about swinging the mic. I was like, damn. I wasn't ready.
I was getting that a lot that day. I wasn't ready.
Like, what? I was not ready. I was like, see now, there you go. That's talent, ladies and gentlemen. When you are not an erotic poetess, but you bring the classiest, sexiest piece to the mic ever, your name is Sylvia Blaylock. That's some poetry. That's some poetry soul child up in there. That wasn't even, that was a dark child.
Wow.
You were somebody else.
I'm going to find that piece and do that later in the show. It's my, you know,
it's
a freestyle mic, y'all. I do not consider myself an erotic poet. Apparently, I'm going to challenge that because I'm trying to, you know, not completely get stuck being the good girl. We'll see.
You're looking good girls
just,
and bad things too.
Yes, they do. I just posted the link for you guys to Wednesday Night Vibe. Please make sure you catch that feature. Gina, I'm about to mute myself. The mic is yours, poetess. And just like that, I didn't even touch the board. Hold on. Okay, how did we do this? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about what just happened. I think my phone melted. Girl, I was like...
I was like, what? Her name was there a minute ago. Okay, this is me shutting up. The mic is yours.
And your grown woman. So, yes, please share that piece again.
You just muted yourself. What did you do?
No, I wasn't mute. I was gone. My whole call dropped out the queue.
Yeah, but you just, okay. I'm about to mute myself on my phone, and I am not touching anything on the board still. And every time I do that, the first time you dropped off, and just now you were muted.
And
so
I was having a whole conversation. All right. Yes, what I was saying was good girls.
Today.
Yeah, good girls sometimes have nasty thoughts. And when those nasty thoughts come to the microphone, ladies and gentlemen, calls drop. We have to share these things strategically. And the only reason I brought it up was because I don't recall ever seeing that side of your pen. I was like, whoa.
Oh, no.
I was fanning myself in a good way, though. It was beautiful. It really was. It was amazing.
Little known fact, when I first started doing spoken word poetry, it was before there was a Facebook. It was on Yahoo 360. My name at that time was Passionflower 94612, which was downtown Oakland where I lived. And I was an erotic poet. Now, I didn't know that it had a name. I just was a writer, erotic writer. And Dark Joy Child kind of grew out of that because it went from being just sexy to being dark. And not about having sex, but about molestation and claiming your sexuality and darker themes. So that's really where it used to go. So that's where I started, but I branched out and tried different things, and I circle back. There is this one piece that I did, Fuck Yes. Sorry for everybody with sensitive ears.
That's right.
That's the name of the piece. Fuck Yes. Long story. I had to tell you about it sometime, but I am muting myself, and the mic is yours.
So this is a freestyle show. We don't have a theme or anything. Just do what you do.
Do what you do.
Okay. I got something that's heavy on my mind right now, and it's actually just, like, happened in real time. So when Venom, a.k.a. Jowski, a.k.a., I don't know, the Scorpion, he got a lot of names we both know. When our buddy was in his piece, something was happening to me in real time, so I'm going to freestyle about that. I call this piece, Nigga Please. I'm one of those black people who happens to be a nerd. They call us blurs. I'm not mad, nor am I offended ever, when people discuss things like Star Trek, comic books, and Star Wars with me. They must think I have an affinity, like this is something I'd be interested in, really. Maybe a chess move or some post-day story that they have been thumbing through. Whenever they're on something that is either intergalactic or space-related, apparently my name just comes to mind. Maybe my picture pops up in the back of their head and they say, let me run this by Gina Thorne. You'll get it. For everybody else to be like, oh, my God, I'm dead. No. See, I don't judge anybody for their intellect. Actually, I'm attracted to the sapiosexual. As a matter of fact, the dudes who can make me say, ooh, scratch my chin, nod my head, are the ones that I go to. So recently, when someone who only sees me aesthetically drove by my house with a booming system like we were still, I don't know, in the 90s or living down south, I was thinking, this is a residential street, and people on this end of my block are geriatrics. We don't compete. Nobody's trying to out-boom-boom each other's stereo as we drive down the street, please. So, take a please. You have never impressed me. If you had the possibility to, you would have already undressed me. I would have given you all of the gifts that I've been gifted with many times already, bruh. Please stop trying so hard. You're not doing nothing but disturbing my neighbors and setting off the alarm on my mama's car in the block, please. And by the time you get back to where you reside with your pappy up the street and around the corner, sir, because you are on parole and that's where you were freed to, I understand because I looked you up on the DOC. You're still on paper, even though you've been released. I guess you think you have a shot with me because there was a time when I wasn't loving me and I would kiss frogs looking for a prince. I've been rescued. And that thing that you were referring to is in the past tense. I don't do that anymore. I value myself and I'm top shelf now. I'm not giving any discounts. I have no coupons. There's no way that you can access me because you're basic and I'm fantastic. You're regular and I'm spectacular. And you think that it will be possible for you to do what? Smell it? No, sir. Not even if it was on my fingertip would I run it under your nose. So right now, all I can say to you is, nigga, please, miss me with the drive-bys and the booming systems and the text messages and those little moving images that you send to my messenger where there's some couple that I don't know on it live doing something that I guess y'all would call screw. I could make love to you mentally if I were interested, but I'm not. I'm engaged to someone who gets me, and he has what you can't got. You've been thinking that there was something you could do to change that all this time. Guess what? You cannot. I appreciate your efforts, though, as vain as they may be. You are consistent. You are always getting on my nerves. That ain't changed. Oh, dear me. I digress, because like I said in the first place, nigga, please, I don't have time for that, you, the booming system, or what you're offering. So please, just go away. Stop bothering me. I'm getting my queendom on. Let me straighten up my crown. You don't seem to understand how this works, clown. I don't need a jester in the court. I've had him before. Only a king can approach a queen. I'm Gina Storm. That, ladies and gentlemen, is my motherfucking piece. Yeah.
Storm is ferocious. Don't get twisted. They don't put the Storm on there because that's her last name because it ain't.
Yeah.
Now, don't get it twisted. She's ferocious.
She tried to holler at me from the square root of nothing. I'm like, what?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't hear you right over the car your whole life savings. Good luck with that.
All right. Oh, my
God.
He probably don't even have life insurance. I'm like, See, I will not be
co-funding
your funeral.
What you talking about? Car insurance.
Car insurance, life insurance, no insurance. You riding dirty. Oh. I'm going to delete their work. I unfriended 22 people today. My mom was like, you done dropped well below 5,000. Oh, yeah, because they were just taking up space.
Yeah, I probably need to purge myself. Look,
yes,
I am going to invite you to please add the links to the event page so that we can be sure
to
keep up with you. That piece was ferocious. Love it. Love
it's the least
it.
I can do for a freestyle show. You know what I'm saying? I had to show up and show out. I appreciate
we're
you, sir.
About
thank
to
you for
do
having
just
me.
That. Hey,
yes.
Thank you. Well, there will be a speed round. Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
I'm in. Yes, ma'am. All right.
Everybody, Gina Storm. I tell you, the poets that come through here, I'm forever humbled and amazed. For peace. The piece on Wolf Hours Thursday nights, Black Hole Radio, please make sure to check them out. The name of the piece is My Turn. I'm going to do this piece, and then we're going to go for a music break. And after that, it's back to the phones to get these dope poets on. I lick my lips lightly, inviting you to bite me, but gently at first. Not so much it hurts. When marimba rhythms start to sway, I hear you say, come this way. You move my body to and fro like ebb and flow. Now you know that's the way love goes. Lips to skin tasting me so good. Daddy, I could distract you, relax you, slip this need past you. My lips and your skin is the spin we're now in. Don't shut down, let me in. Being the receiver is rough on a real man, or so they tell you in the Be a Man Master Plan. Weekend 68 and you keep the change. I'm chasing something kind of strange. Me on top and like after the bass drop, I put it on you nonstop. Face your fears. You ain't had it like this in years. Every vertebrae is moving in harmony, riding your love all up in me. See, I think I made a funny personal joke. You laughed and choked, cause that move crept on you like Cali smoke. Kundalini rolling, your manhood growing, my yoni flowing, working like I'm hoeing. You don't be knowing these seeds I'm sowing, fast but not too fast, not hitting the gas. Got your love on a roll, working cruise control, taking your dick for a stroll. Daddy, let me take it, don't hold back. Daddy, I won't bend it like Beckett. Can't promise I won't give your ass a heart attack. I'm going all in because with you, I'm all in. I hiss and tell you I need it all in. You turn my plea to a grunt when you push it all in. The battle for your heart is a foregone conclusion. The battle for this nut is a nuclear fusion. Together, we're so much more than the sum of our separate parts. Fuck the science of what this is. When we come, it's a work of art. Like a stripper with free passes to Gillies, riding you all slow-mo, milking you like you do a body good, holding you down like I was raised in the hood. I was there. Now you've gone and did it. I've got a special spot, and now you've gone and hit it. Working for that knockout blow like that brown bomber, Joe. It's autopilot time now. Does this thing even rhyme now? The rhythm finally got me, singing my song in perfect key. Stop! Have a time. Sometimes it ain't cute when you're pounding that chute. I think I can taste the blood from when I bit my lip and you dislocated my hip. But that came after the soul cracking scream of from holding it in so long. And damn, you are so damn long and all kind of wrong. When you start going down, got me making sounds that are otherworldly and all kind of girly and hitting it so good I want you to hurt me. And oh, how you work me. When I come back to, I find you ain't close to through. And in mid-stroke I meet you and give some back too. Pulling up on you back from the sideline, throwing it back, taking a knee to hit it on the good side. And I give a fuck about pride. We slip into a smooth ride, all up in me. My turn. And that's a piece. And for this, everybody lost their shit. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. Press 1. If you'd like to get on the mic. Mm-hmm.
on losing you over complications. Gone too soon. Wait, we was just hanging. I can't seem to hold on to. Dang, the people that know me best, the key that I won't forget. Too soon, I can't keep on losing you.
Mistakes do it take till you leave, and I'm left with my hand and my face all red in the face looking at you like,
wait.
I know I ain't a saint, if it ain't too late, well,
I can't keep on losing.
Don't run away so fast, no, my heart like gold, but it break like glass, no, my shit get old, and I act so young, baby, you so cold, never had no son, you don't wanna grow up, yeah, the shit no fun, so when I get home, I'ma give you some, make you feel like,
woo.
Wanna hit that drum, yeah, the dick ain't free, I don't get no fucks, yeah, it's complicated, got you frustrated. Trust me, baby, way too drunk, you don't know what I'm saying. You can drive my car, don't drive me crazy. Complicated, got you frustrated. Every single night I keep you waiting. You say you don't care, that's what you're saying. We both know that's some bullshit. Okay, we be fighting, we be reuniting. Kiss me, touch me, tease me, me excited. Got a devil, who is who? I'm trying to get through to you because
I can't keep on losing you over complications.
That interlude track is Dang, D-A-N-G. The artist is the late Mac Miller featuring Anderson .Paak. If you like the cut, please consider buying it. I have included the link to Amazon for you to download the MP3. I think it's 99 cents. Let me make sure of that. $1.29. And if we're going to use people's songs on our shows, and that's everybody, if we're going to use people's songs on our shows and we can't afford to pay them royalties, consider including the link to buy their music every time you do it. No exceptions, every time. Because we should be, it's just like if they were a poet, you know. If you like their art, and you can afford to market it, do your part. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. Thank you very much for thank you very much for the inbox comments on my piece. The title of the piece is My Turn. I don't know if maybe I didn't say that at the beginning. I've been asked three times, what is the name of that piece? The title of the piece is My Turn. And a thank you for Gina for even reminding me that I did that on Thursday. We're going to go to the next caller. Hello. Thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
It's King's Cadence.
Hi. Hi. Well, okay. First of all, you got to be cheesing like crazy. I am not letting you get away from the fact that she just all but shouted the dick out on the mic. Yes, she did. And y'all, I don't mean me. I mean Gina Storm. When she talks about her fiancé, that is all the man she's ever going to need, this would be said fiancé. You're going to hear about how he does a mic in just a second. So, now I'm throwing a mic in your face. How did it feel to be shouted out by a girl like that, by some dude with a sound system? Comments?
It's a beautiful thing. I mean, to know that, you know, people going to shoot their shots and get shot down. You know, I mean, I know how baby get down anyway, but, you know, it still feels good to hear it, you know.
She's like a Smurf with a machine gun. She's got the sweetest voice. She just massacres people. And I haven't heard her do it in a while. And so I was like, oh, you earned that, brother. No, sit still. Get your ass whooping. Just sit there.
Yep.
Turn the bass down so you can hear all that, though. So that's my shout out for you from that. Now, how are you, brother?
I'm good. You know, just been living and loving life and, you know, writing and just, you know, always trying to get better and just enjoying
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, I can't wait to hear what you got. I'm going to shut up. The mic is yours.
Okay. My piece is called Biggie the Pooh. I walk the forest not seeking porridge, but urges to be rewarded with her honeypot. Freely I'm in full hunger mode while tree climbing, but my size only causing me to slide, so it's going to take some time. Salivating, knowing that this honeypot quality is at the greatest. First, lazily, I look at it and mumble the words, gimme. Gimme. But then no response to what I want, I attempt to climb to with a modified shimmy. And all my efforts have amounted to empty, angry now, swatting like there has to be a better option. Seething and watching, stick swinging, I dropped it. I celebrated as I had the honeypot in my true grasp. I put it to my face and it was closed, and I couldn't get to it through the glass. And breaking it might mean spilling it, then I won't even get to taste a bit. So I gripped and twisted the top with everything, and it gives just a little bit. And then more. And then more. And then I turned until my paws were sore and the honey pot just rolled and broke on the floor. Damn it, I'm not even sure if I want it anymore. I'm Biggie the Pooh. And peace.
You have a need to read that. I, of course, want to read it and can only say your wordplay is death-defying. Wow. Okay, first, let me stop being stunned and be like, whoa. You know what? Your use of metaphor is just really killing me. It's wow.
Yeah.
So, do you plan on writing a book?
Yeah. We are both working on it collaboratively and apart. You know, just I got a lot to say. So
I'm looking forward to it. Any resource information you two need, just let me know. I'd love to help. And I really look forward to hearing more from you. Speaking of hearing more from you, Dina did break us down on the shows. Do you have any upcoming features, stuff you'd like to shout out?
I'm going to have to put it in the event page because I know I have a feature on a network called Woo Radio, and that I think the first week of June. I think it's June 7th, but I have to get the specifics because I'm really like new to this. Baby's really been trying to, you know, get on me about staying on my business. So.
For a tip, the easiest way for you to do that would be to use your Google Calendar or event page, like an event page, to link to their event. If they don't have a Facebook event page, you make an event page about you being featured on their network. And that way, you can just throw out a link. You don't have to keep remembering it. Because the first time I got featured, I didn't tell anybody. I'll be the first to tell you. The only reason they knew is because I said it when I went to different shows. But I didn't repost anything, and I certainly didn't help at all because I was new to it. I didn't know that you actually promote the thing. And now that I do, you know, y'all can't shut me up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to do that.
Well, congratulations on your feature. I so hope we can send people to it. Make sure you get a link for us, okay?
I will, most definitely.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you back on the couch with my sincere gratitude. Thank you for supporting the show, and make sure we have links to follow your shows as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Everyone, that is King's Cadence, and the caller before him was Gina Storm. Together, they are Storm Cadence? They're just a beautiful collective, just a beautiful couple, and they also collaborate together. If you've never heard them before, you are missing a treat. On to the next caller.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, SYA the Poet.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good.
I actually want to change my haze. Because I feel like everybody want to be like, hey, hey, now. Either that or they be like, hey, hey, hey. It's like three hey's or two hey's. And I'm just like, oh, like, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's neither here or there, you know, first class problem.
You know, I'm like, how many hey's did I say? I don't even remember.
I'm sorry. I like being different.
But you are different. And you don't even have to work at it. How about that?
I guess. I'm just little old me. I got to do what I can to stand out, I guess, for the most part, you know. It's still hot at the same time. I do it for the culture. I don't do it for the people. I do it for the culture. For the culture.
So funny. Are you still writing? How are you doing with it?
I'm writing. I write every day. I got lots and lots of throwaways and notes. Like, I literally have to delete my notes in my phone to save space so I can have space for other stuff in my phone. Type vibe. So, yeah, I write every day pretty much.
I did until I said I was going to write a poem every day for 30 days. And I got as far as day 10 and then made up to day 15 and wrote everything but poetry for the month of
April.
Okay,
so I had an idea. This is my idea. I don't know if you've been on my Instagram, but what I've been doing is I've been taking pictures of women or ladies, females, misses, madams, however you want to say, whatever terminology you want to use. But I've been taking pictures of them and just, like, you know, forms of their essence, like, you know, pictures of them smiling, pictures of them with their children, pictures of them, you know, feeling gorgeous, and it's just like the freedom of the essence of that divineness that makes a woman, you know what I'm saying? The reason why women men fall in love with women outside of that physicality. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of highlighting that. And then where most men see that physical sexuality, I show that sensual divinity, you know what I'm saying, all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying, that makes women dangerous if used the wrong way, but makes them powerful and beautiful if used the right way, you know what I mean? So I started doing that. That was my plan for doing it. I did, like, at least four. So out of the whole 30 months, 30 days, I'm going to probably do probably, like, 8 as a total. I'm still working on them, still looking for models. I have permission. I'm not just finding random people. Like, I'm literally asking permission to use these pieces. That way I can actually share them. So who knows? I might actually have a CD, might do a video or two. I don't know where we're going to go with that. But, yeah. So that's the most thing. I've done the 30-30, my little mini project that I'm doing. But, yeah. But,
well,
like I said,
I
write verses every day. I don't necessarily write poems every day. I write a verse or two every day.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. Better than, it sounds like a more of a project than Poetry Month, which, A, I'm not
Project
gonna...
Month. National Project Month. Right.
Okay. I can get with that.
For project, not poetry. It does a poetry. All right.
I'm going to shut up. The mic is yours, poet.
Okay. Can I get a word, an emotion, and a color? Don't think too hard about it.
A
word, emotion, and color.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Humble. Is humble,
humble.
An emotion? Purple.
Oh. All right. Switch it around. First word is, anybody not familiar with this voice? This is SYA. And I say this in the most humble way. I try to be brilliant of how to use my nickname. To see, at first they thought my name was Sia. So they called me Sai. And I flipped that to make it positive. So I said, I'm that breath of fresh air, the polluted minds. Not to brag, just in a humble way of me saying I want to ventilate anything that clouds your mind of what you used to. Let me help you exhale so you can excel past what you're used to. See, I'm no king, but I hold the royalty as if my aura was purple. I would rather be a master, because in order to be a master, you got to remain a student. The best teachers are students. The best students don't always become teachers, though. So I try to show everything I'll earn and help you through this poetry. Let me be an advocate for you. Now, my voice is my superpower. Erotica seems to make me more of a villain, so I would rather use it for love. But even then, there's a fine line. Because then most see me as that lyrical Casanova. And all I do is I expose insecurities of most dudes that don't know what they're doing. And it's not that I'm trying to, but again, I'm being humble. It's just me being me, genuinely. I just hold the key, didn't know I would unlock certain things in negative ways while trying to be positive. I just want to be that breath of fresh air. That angle that makes you see something differently. See, I thought outside the box till I became the box. Then I started thinking outside myself. So my competition is my reflection. Either that or it's this vast space that surrounds me, trying to build things quickly before I feel like they collapse or they close in. So I have to build my foundation a little bit further out and a little bit deeper. See, the difference between most that sit high, they don't understand that just because you're high up and have a vantage point doesn't mean you have to look down on people. Just because you have to look down to see. Now, I would want to be a king, but most try to conquer popularity by force, and castles taken by force are usually lost with force. So I try to take it with love, but they say if you want peace, you must prepare for war. So best believe I am down for this. I do this, and I've been new to this. Been in this since 2006. This is more than just a fix. It's a way of life. It's the breath, the air that I breathe. So allow me to be that fresh air to your polluting mind, the pollution of your thoughts, the pollution of your heart, the pollution of your soul. When you hear things constantly over again, like records constantly scratching. Let me change that and give you that smooth tone. And I'm not just talking about my voice. I mean, like, actually my poetry. But okay, back to being humble. So hopefully you're listening to me. This isn't everybody's cup of tea. For some, I am water. For some, I am alcohol. They get drunk off me. Sometimes I can't be humble. I got to toot my horn, play a few notes to let you know I got that jazzy song in my soul that makes me stand out as I move to the beat of my own drum. Call me the second line in New Orleans. The way I make hearts bounce and minds move to rhythms like no other. But see, my house of love is like a shotgun house. Stretches from one side to the other. No walls in between. No boundaries in this foundation. For you, I write it for you so you can have a shelter to live in when you feel alone. You can have a voice when you feel voiceless, when you feel inferior. Let me remind you the beauty of your home decor and interior that you call your soul and your heart, your mind and your spirit. So hopefully you like it when you hear it, because it's just me with a purple aura of royalty, even though I'm a wizard. This is me being humble at times. I have to blow my horn to break down walls. Play a few notes like Coltrane when I toot my own horn, but still remain humble at times. This is me, I guess, in my brilliant form of displaying my poetry. I saw you.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I blame myself. That was so dope and amazing. Everyone, I told SYA that the theme of this show was freestyle. And that is actually the name of the show.
Oh, we didn't really have to freestyle?
The show.
Really?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was kind of lengthy. My bad. I got lost
but
in the
you
moment.
Know what? No, you don't. That was brilliant. And very well done, very well executed. And so I put it out there, yes, and you used it. And so I said it because I, you know what, poets, I swear we don't think sometimes. I named the show Freestyle, and it didn't mean you had to. You could, and you can
I
have
like
anything you want to. I loved it. I gave you three words, and you just freestyled that piece, and you did a brilliant job. I will have a show that's actually inspired by someone who is helping me amazingly. Amazingly. We are going to announce the name of the show and what the theme is. Think freestyle. It's going to be there, but I'm not going to say it yet until I get everything made up and we have it on the calendar. SYA, you're a fantastic mentor. You are a dope poet.
Thank you.
And you're a good friend.
Thank you.
Appreciate you too. I'm gonna put
you
back on the couch so that you can like sit still for a minute before you have to go to work if that's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's my beeper
you
right
enjoy
there.
The rest
you heard
of the
time.
Show.
I'm sorry.
I heard it. Oh, all right, I'm going to comment and say that while you were doing your piece, that ringtone that went off just as you were talking about tones, excellent timing. Excellent timing. That's it.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Everyone, SYA the Poet is one of the most prolific poets that I've ever had the opportunity of collaborating with, and is starting to do more paid gigs in addition to still doing the open mics. Look him up online if you are interested in booking him or following that brother. You'll see posts from him, Dejan, in the event page. And now we go to the next caller. Hey, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Miss Automatic Carrot.
Hello, Automatic Carrot.
AG Boy.
Automatic. You know what? You got like 15,000 names.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
going to
be quiet and let you say them all. You know what? I'm going to first let you say all of your names first. What are they?
Black Einstein, Microphone Tyson, Mr. AZ Viper, Wolf Engine, Lyrical Engine.
Okay. You were going to try to say all that when I was trying to introduce you? Where are you?
I mean, if I always say Mr. Automatic Charismatic. That's my main. That's where people know me.
Okay. Definitely.
You don't know me. Black, I'm a Black Einstein because I'm an inventor.
Okay.
That's my adventure.
Did you name yourself
I am a inventor. I do have an invention coming up.
Congratulations. Don't tell anybody on the air until you actually have that patent.
Yeah. I'm working on it. I mean, I'm paying on it. I'm paying with the patent team, and they're helping me out.
Congratulations with that. I am going to. It is a freestyle. And I'm going to move my mic. The mic is yours.
All right. I'm going to call this Freestyle Connection. Into my world, a time to have an observance, a time to breathe, a time to achieve. But can you believe in this land of when we all in a new league, when we're going through our transparency? You see, we can't live in this life so carelessly. I wonder what is intriguing to the visible. When I speak like more like in general, when I give more directions and words, and my flavor is part of my nature. There's no hide, there's more provide. When I catch the world inside, when you be connected to my thoughts, the powerful theory. And when I blow away, it's like more of the fury. And it's like my courtroom, like if I'm the judge and the jury. Not blurry, only the consequences, not understanding how firepower I really am. When you make the connection to the dots, when I go right through the spots, the time is moving and the time is never ending until I put an end drive. I stay up live. I stay with the success because I feel like I'm making progress. When you feel like you're climbing up the ladder, I guess it's the type of love of a new life of a beginning chapter. What am I after? Just the same opportunity to write through my heart in my own community. See, my community is with my heart and my mind. You see, some things of distractions I have to leave behind. When the world will understand that I'm one of a kind, I'm not like nobody else. I'm more like the consistent because I'm so different. There'll never be another me. even when I'm dead and I'm gone and people may mourn and another storm and people could never even breathe the words that I have, so I make it last. All I do is love and have that appreciation to check out that situation. You see, I'm like speaking love in a whole nother generation. I understand like the planets never collapse. Keep it real through our arts and crafts. This is our time to make the connection. What will you allow to go right through your direction? For I believe I shall achieve. And I bend down to the bottom. But I know that my God is so awesome. So yes, I do make the connection every day. Maybe because I know I'm short of perfection. But that's something that I strive. Feeling alive. Working a 9-to-5. So I spread my message worldwide. It should never be denied. But what would you connect? What would be your dream? What is your self-esteem? What is your purpose? Do you ever feel like you're worthless? Are you hot like a furnace? Will there be nothing stopping you? Like if somebody tried to take all the air out your tires. But never perspire. Never retire your thoughts. I guess it's another ending story. But I think the connection as I give God the glory. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. 10 years in, I'm all in. Vibrant Drive.
Automatic Charismatic. What a heartfelt piece. Really, that's a heartfelt piece, and I really like the way you delivered that.
Oh, thank you.
It was like you were feeling the words. It was a trip. It,
yeah,
it's like
I mean,
you were
when
feeling
I freestyle,
those words.
When I freestyle, honestly, I go from my heart. I'm just like trying to give a presentation that people can feel, that people can get inspired with. So I say it to inspire.
I've heard you since I first came into the community, and certainly you've been in it longer than me. And I've heard you freestyle. I've heard you go raw information out of your head without connection with a burst. And I've heard you do it angrily. That the words did not have to connect because the way you said them made the point. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This was one of those ways you come off pissed off and nothing conjugated. You said words and the words sort of went together, but it wasn't just the way you said the words. It was your voice and the way you presented it that made the piece. And this was one of those times when even the tone of your voice followed the words you were saying, which flowed together. It was really quite beautiful. So thank you.
I think I was pissed off about something about that name.
That guy.
It was something about,
you know what?
It's that guy. But I think it was something I want to. I'm just speaking like a black man. Call me Malcolm X or MLK. But as a black man, I just want to see better for our people. I just left Maryland. I just left the Landover, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems, and it has poverty written all over it. Like every time I go to a place where it's black people, it's almost sometimes you can expect poverty. You know what I mean? And I really like, has a worse smell and stuff like that. Where I mean, it's black populated, and it's always, every time I go to a place and where it's black people, it's always some poverty. I always the best.
And I'll say
I think
this
that black
to
people,
you about that. Well, I'll say this to you. You're a truck driver, so I'm going to guess that you've been to a lot of states
and a lot of different towns and cities and counties across this country as a truck driver. So I know that you know that while you see spray paint and garbage and just bad smells in black areas, you also see those things in swamp areas, in backwood areas. I have been to see the poor areas in a lot of different places, in a lot of different countries. I no longer feel like the worst part of every town is going to be where the black people are. I understand that a trailer park that has a lake behind it, people are shitting out of their back doors, and they're white people. There are that have slop buckets in apartment buildings because they still don't know how to use their toilets. So they don't use them. They use actual slop buckets. Don't think that just because black people are there is why it is the way that it is, or that you can sleep there. Like, trust me.
Yeah, you have a point.
We can't discount that some of those very things we assume are still us working our programming out. I'm not going to take up too much more time because I know I got other callers, but I love connecting with you, and I really hope that you keep growing with this pen. I love this piece, and I love when you get into a topic, and I hope to see you on the next show.
Oh, you know you will.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Everybody, this is Automatic Charismatic. The Viper Network should be up and running. We're going to try to make sure to keep you posted on what he is into. And Automatic Charismatic, the smoke detector in your apartment is going off. You probably don't notice. I know somebody had to tell me on the phone that might have been going off for like a month. So I'm going to keep telling you every time, change the battery on your smoke detector, dude. Ask Mama O if I'm not serious about this. I will hound you all year until you do it. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. Press 1 to get in the queue, and we're going to the next caller. Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
It's Nishan.
Hi, Nishan. How are you?
I'm feeling really good.
Are you bringing me a freestyle piece, or are you just taking this not as too freestyle, but as
well? I just finished writing it. But if you want to call it freestyle, I just finished writing it because it was what I was. But I just finished it just right before you. Got me in.
Mm-hmm.
I just wrote this.
Okay.
I was playing with this idea in my head. Hasn't really come out loud, so we're gonna try it like this.
Okay.
I call this Waters Quarters.
What?
Waters Quarters.
Okay.
Whistling water's running around my head. Whistling water's running around my head. Pulled me inside a water bed. Hampstead, 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 Hampstead. Water bring daughters into my bed. Waiting for the hungry man to give up head. Gives up some head. Give up some head. Waiting for the hungry man to give up some head. Though she rather fed leg and said. Now the act of necrophilia is fucking dead. Fuck the dead. Fuck the dead. What could bring such craziness in the head? Craziness in the head for fucking the dead. I think someone has been misled. Been misled. I think someone has been misled. Been misled. But the waters bring daughters. The waters bring daughters. The waters bring daughters inside my bed. Quarters down old house. Or maybe regs. Bring daughters. Daughters. Into my bed. What else? What else on my mind today? Well, I really like the way she sways. When she sways. When she sways, makes me desire him many ways. Many ways I want to lay. Many ways I want to play. I'm always asking for her to stay. Always straight, never gay. She loves to play when we lay. She exclaims, oh, she says, honey, I'm bored, can we play? Like the organ instrument of her play, the instrument music for central play. And when we play all day. And when we lay, we take a roll in the hay. Pulling around is just our way. Pulling around is just our way. On borrowed time is why we play. On borrowed time is why we play. So take some time so you can play. Just a little time can brighten up your day. After a good old fashioned rolling the hay. After a good old fashioned rolling the hay. Waters bring daughters. Waters bring daughters. Waters bring daughters into my bed. Waters bring daughters into my bed. And that's that.
Waters bring daughters into your bed?
Well,
is that what you said?
That's why.
Waters bring daughters into my bed. So we are talking about a waterbed. I was, you know what?
It's metaphoric. It's
so
metaphoric.
Here's what I'm going to say. You're working
metaphoric.
On it? Nope.
I just said
it's
right.
Metaphor?
It's metaphoric. It's metaphoric.
Yes.
But,
okay. I'm not going to read too deeply into it because you're still working on it. Because my brain just went... The nails came out. I'm like, okay, let me pick at that. Okay, nope. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure I got all the words. And as I was trying to get with the rhythm of it and hear what you were saying, I'm like, okay, I want to hear that when you have – I want to hear where you take that because hearing the seeds is making me curious where your mind is going with it. Curious. You know what, Nishan, why are you doing this on my show? Because now I'll be thinking about what is he – where is he going with that? And I'm going to do that for the next couple of days until I hear this again. I can't wait. Is it a song?
It's something that just started playing around. I was trying to play around with freestyling and the thing that was brought it up was the title, The Whistling Waters, and so it just said the whole thing was to say it out, right, without the thought, but have a thought behind it. And it was, and I wrote it, I said it in a mic on my phone, and I wrote it down and wrote down the second part, which was running through my head, and I just didn't have the words to say what I was trying to say in the second part. But the first part...
I got you.
The first part where you're talking about waters bring daughters to the bed, right? And when it's exposed that what a water is, a quarter... of loud or maybe regs, it's a message right there that, you know, it's like there's a hungry man that's using his metaphor is in the fact that he's using something
Nishan.
To get something.
If I may, I realize that you really are working on it right now. I mean, you just finished writing it, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but I think if you're trying to explain it as it's forming in your head, you will get words out, but I may not understand what you're saying. And it's for no other reason than you are forming this thing right now. What I heard is making me curious to know how you form it, but I can't imagine that learning it right now is going to benefit either of us because I'm so eager to hear you finish it, and you are still forming it in front of an audience.
It,
within a train of thought that was quickly brought out, and I wrote it down and wrote some more to it right before you pulled me in, and that's ended.
Well, then I think that you are going somewhere with it, and you've still got the juice flowing. I can't wait to hear where you go with it.
Okay. Okay.
Now, do you have a buzzing happening on your microphone?
Oh, no, I accidentally dropped the lighter. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to put you back on the couch, Nishan. Good luck with the piece. I can't wait to hear the finished product.
All right, thank you.
Everyone, that is Nishan. You may remember him from singing Prince snippets with some very dope pieces, and pieces that had nothing to do with Prince at all, that just stood on their own. Enjoy that poet very much. So we have gone. Okay. So the show is supposed to, this is my doing. The show is supposed to go from 6 to 7:30. And of course I set the show for 2 hours. So here's what I'll do. I will call these three poets and I will drop a piece. And then we're going to go. I may actually hit 7:30. Woohoo! Okay. For everyone that already knows, all the flyers say it's 6 to 7:30. Yes, except your host is an idiot because she did the show for 2 hours and has to go. So, Gina Storm, I'm coming back around to you, my love. Are you there? Our stone cadence together. Okay. Next caller. Do you have a piece? Am I muted or are you? Okay, this is the part where you check your phone and go, okay, did I mess up? Okay, nope, good. So the two people who I just unmuted your phones, you were muted, so I moved on. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to drop a piece, and then I'm going to call one more poet, and then we are going to wrap it up. I would like you to join me next week. This is very exciting. Join me next week when I will be featuring the man that runs Inner Child Press and who really is an amazing writer in and of itself. I actually have a couple of his books. Not William, as I keep calling him. Everybody just refers to him as Bill. Everybody just refers to him as Bill, but he is Mr. William Peters, and he will be our feature next week. If you are an author or trying to be an author, if you would like to know about longevity in this field and about publishing your book, you want to bring your questions. Okay, let me go back to the mics. Tina Storm, are you on the mic? Okay, poet.
You just unmuted Nishan again. I didn't think you wanted to do that, did you?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, I went to the last caller before I do a piece and close the show.
Okay.
Did you have another piece, or you don't have to?
Yes, I do. This piece... is the third part to the
the Lust Chronicles that I wrote. It's called Lust Chronicles Part 3, The Good Hands. Is that all right? Or would you like me to do something else?
No, no, no. Please, go ahead. The mic is yours.
My lady likes her man with neatly manicured hands. She can only truly get off with what can be done with hands. In this way, my lady becomes Janet Jackson, because deep finger to deep hand fucking is what she requires of me. Most times, I must become adroit with both hands, slimed by artificial lubrication, ready for wrist deep double penetration, with dirty talk as her final elation. To be plenty in my hands is an understatement. As long as she comes is my only fixation, regardless of the pains I feel in my arms, by the fast emotion she requires just to make her come. But alas, she exclaims, for her at times, two hands trumps one dick. She likes a man who's adept with both hands, to make her river abrupt with a nasty plan. She says, I remind her of the Allstate man. With Allstate, you're in good hands. And I got good hands, ambidextrous, adroit, handsome hand, orgasms of exploit. Her desire to be touched all over and in. To orgasm is her race to win. And she wins with a multi-orgasmic explosion, lubricating my hands like lotion. The moistness of your tunnels, the tunnels of your love, and the tunnels of your lust, time in either tunnels makes me spontaneously combust. She swore she loved me, but think she only loved me for my hands. With her, my needs are overfulfilled. I cannot stop her with her lusty thrills, even on those days when I want to chill. She will still get me all horny from her sheer feminine will. And I can't lie, I don't love her, but I love fucking her. Does that make me shallow? Or am I just some whoremonger looking for that $6 million pussy bionicle while I dream on how to write part 3, The Lust Chronicles? And that's that piece.
Every which way or erotic. Look at you. My goodness. Well, you just heated up the mic on your way out, I see. Thank you for that piece and for closing out the show. I will be doing the ending piece, but thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Well, I'm sorry. You're still talking.
You're welcome.
You have a good night, Nishan.
Bye.
With crown set straight, I eagerly anticipate this long-awaited change of fate. The drums call me back to what I long for but lack, that resonating in my soul that has turned this pen bold. The hurt rendered irrelevant and all that wasted time spent, demanding a freedom that was mine to claim. No need for glory, fortune, or fame. I want to hear my real name spoken in the wind, sand, and rain, erasing the residual pain. The parade in my honor do indeed celebrate a ball, but not one that bounces, but the one after the fall. Of a regime fed by the blood of my people, try as they might, never my equal. Flowers festoon every street, town, and country. They know as I do what this moment means to me. I feel you, Mother Africa, calling me, and obediently I respond and dance while Rome around me burns. I see my chance, for at last I see your dream live through me. The answer to many a prayer, I see us finally. finally free. Programming failure. The truth shines through. I am my mother Africa's child, and I am coming home to you. And that's that piece. Thank you for listening to Poetry in the Raw, and you have a great night.
My time, well, it's my time, baby. It's you, 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 you. Check myself out one time.